Nolte, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Climate Change Doc Opens to Humiliating $81 Per Screen. By John Nolte on December 13, 2022. Did you know Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the lunatic, has a new movie out? Don't feel bad. Neither did anyone else. Her Climate Change, Which is a Hoax, documentary grossed just $81 per screen. Director Rachel Lierz to the End screened at Sundance. Features Aachen made its weekend debut on 120 screens. On those 120 screens, it grossed just $9,667, which averages to $81 per screen. If you do that math, To the End probably played 4 or 5 times daily on those 120 screens. So you're talking about an average of 2 people per screening. You're talking empty matinees. Had this been a movie where Aachen opened her blouse instead of her mouth, I see much better box office results. But what do I know? I'm no hotshot producer. Is anyone else shocked that in a country of 330 million, only about 900 were willing to pay to be lectured and shamed by a grifting dimwit who didn't know what a garbage disposal was until she turned 30? Maybe the problem was the critics? Maybe America's critical class found Aachen's anti-science fear-mongering trite and condescending and, oops, nope, critics loved it. Here's an example of the kind of movie review that encourages people to pour into theaters. While Knock Down the House provided us with some fascinating portraits that might have interested even those averse to politics, To the End is a little less precise. Over the span of 4 years, Lierz introduces us to Varshini Prakash, Alexandra Rojas and Rihanna Gunright, and all bring evident passion to their endeavors as climate activists. But none quite centers the screen as Ocasio-Cortez can, which leaves us with a diffuse and familiar narrative about advocacy in general. Of course, eco-activism is a subject that can support any number of documentaries, as long as it remains necessary. And as this movie makes abundantly clear, movies like this will be needed indefinitely. It helps that Lierz contextualizes each participant's personal connection to the cause, thoughtfully if rapidly situating it within historic, economic, and political frameworks. Oh, okay. That sure sounds like an inspiring time at the movies. What was the middle thing again? Here's the trailer. Seriously, would a little side boob hurt? As that trailer rolled along, I became more and more surprised to discover there were 900 Americans who would want to spend 2 hours with a bunch of humorless, charmless, puritanical scolds. Here's how the movie describes itself. Filmed over 4 years of hope and crisis, To the End captures the emergence of a new generation of leaders and the movement behind the most sweeping climate change, which is a hoax, legislation in U.S. history. Award-winning director Rachel Lierz, Knock Down the House, follows 4 exceptional, and joyless, young women, and prigs, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, activist Varshini Prakash, climate policy writer Rihanna Gunright, and political strategist Alexandra Rojas, as they grapple with new challenges of leadership and power and work together to defend their generation's right to a future. I remember film strips in middle school history class that were more interesting. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.